we're going to begin to share manifestations of the glory of God so you can hear them. And hear them, we're going to call it's glory stories, really, stories of the manifestation of the glory of God. And as a matter of fact, you got to listen right here. I got to hear, just remember, Mary, and understand this, that when you ask God for something, he wants to give it to you. He wants to meet your need. When you ask within the context of his will, he wants to show himself to you. He wants you to reach out, though he's not far from you. He's designed everything around your life to see if you would reach out and touch him, though he's not far from you. He wants to show himself to you. Begin to step out. Begin to cry out to God and see the glory of God. Listen up. Man, the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
The glory of God. You know, if you missed it, and we'll be talking more about it, but when Jesus was at a wedding, and his mother looked to him. His mother, who, you understand, she was the one that met the angel in the moment that she met him. Almost went movie on you. She wherever she met him. Yeah, I was like, you see so many things.
Then he came behind the bush.
Yeah, behind the bush. The shrubbery. Shrubbery was burning. And from her pondering in into her heart to raising this boy up to seeing God move through dreams and speak to her husband and see him born and see him worshiped and see the knowledge of God growing in his life and favor with men and God. And here all of a sudden they're at this wedding and he's basically just being a great son and obviously a godly son. And, they're having wine and whatever, a partying because somebody got married. It's a big celebration. And sorry for all you guys out there with the false doctrine. That's what was going on. I don't know how you're going to explain that. But you know, with that, they ran out of wine.
Mm-hmm.
They ran out of it. And so, I mean, think about it. You're just like, watching people dancing or whatever, and then your mother looks back at you. And so Mary looks back at Jesus, and she says, hey, they've ran out of son. Yes, mother. They've ran out of wine. And it's like, I mean, think about that.
All right.
I mean, obviously, this is being orchestrated by God, but it's like, yes, mother. I'm not going to buy these people no wine here.
Right?
That'd take a full year's salary, you know, whatever. You know, what would be our responses, right? Obviously not. I mean, his response was different. He just looks at it, he says, it depends what version of the Bible you're reading. There's some perversions of the Bible and there's versions of the Bible. And he's basically saying, like, you know, woman, what's this have to do with me?
Right.
And then just goes on, because that's a prayer request, by the way. Mary prayed to Jesus. She asked, that's what petition is.
Mm-hmm.
You ask Jesus for something. And so it's a prayer request. It's a petition. And then she looks at people around Jesus and says, whatever you ask, you just go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she knew her son, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
You can imagine the things she's seen around the house, right?
Yeah.
It's like, quit walking on top of this water right? And get in this thing. You're going to have to be cleaned up. Quit walking on top of this water.
Mm.
I mean, things she's had to see, you think about it. Because she knew who he was. She knew who he was, the Son of God. And so immediately, I mean, just like Jesus is, when you learn about Jesus, and we're still learning about how awesome he is, and he's awesome, that when somebody requests something from him in faith and just expects it, he just kicks in. I mean, when he sees somebody like his mother just walk away, like, it's done. Just do what he says.
Mm-hmm.
That's faith.
Mm.
You know, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. And as always, even like with the woman that he goes, you know, going to give the bread to the dogs, and she's like, she's got faith. And he's like, well, wait a minute. I know that was the rule. The woman, you got some faith.
Right.
You know,
can't resist it.
All you need is to trust God, give your life to God through his son, Jesus Christ, and have faith, and you're going to see some pretty awesome things in your life.
Mm.
And anyway, so Jesus does what he does, and he begins to take these, 12 jars or however many jars it was, probably last six maybe. But anyway, some jars. Not even, it was just water jars. I'm not going to get too deep into that. And he told his disciples, fill those things with water. And you could hear them now thinking amongst themselves, because obviously he's not there with them. He's like, we're going to be in so much trouble. He's going to be starting to pour water in these wine glasses.
All right.
Right? Can you imagine? This is the king. This is sort of like America feels now. It's a king. A king issues these edicts and takes you down and can take your head off. And you know, you got to be
this
real
ain't
careful.
Ain't going to be good.
You got to be really careful. And well, the head of the whoever's the head of the banquet, I don't know if it was king or not. So they come back and they fill up the basins with water. And he says, now begin to pour it out. And remember that faith, complete faith, and you can hear this on VFN TV, and you also can hear it on the VFN Torch, but it's some people have dead faith.
Hmm.
And they have, you know, all kinds of faith in things and stuff, but it's complete faith that has corresponding action. So she's had the request to the right person, the right God, Jesus, and Jesus began to move on behalf of her faith, and then she had, she walked away, so it's a done deal. The people that were with Jesus did exactly what he said. And here they are putting water. So they have all this corresponding action going on. Everybody's just doing exactly a pleasing thing to God. This is what pleases the Lord. Just do it. And then he says, now begin to pour out the water. And they did it. They didn't start saying, well, you know, they're going to know. They're going to know. Don't you just, listen. Is there some other place in life you can be right now? Right now, we're moving by faith. We don't need your analysis of what's in this jar. We need your faith in God. It don't fit, and it's water, and they're going to know, and it's going to fit. It's like, I had so much faith before you opened your mouth, Peter. Anyway, so it's like Dr. Cho said, he went to bed with all kinds of faith, and he woke up and says, it was stolen from me.
Snatched. It was gone.
So many spouses have went to bed just on fire for God. And have one conversation with their spouse or their family and walked out of there going, my God, we're going to die. We're going to die. I don't know what happened, you know. And he said, the enemy just stole it from me. And as they poured it out, as they poured the water out into the glasses, in the process of the movement of the action, and the if this is not true, not going to be good. So it is true. Therefore, God says he's going to do what he says. It changes its structure. The water becomes wine in the movement, in the action, in the court, in doing something you couldn't do before, in the listening to the word of knowledge and doing it, in the believing God and requesting and making your petition known. Jesus, we're out of wine. They're out of wine here. Don't think about, well, it's not really Jesus's place to be able to provide this healing. Just offer your petitions. Even Jesus offered petitions to God. And in the process of the action, of the movement, of the flow, it was the flow. You need some flow in your life. You need some go in your life. You need some do in your life. It changed its content. It changed its makeup. It became what Mary requested. God answered her prayer through his son, Jesus Christ. The water was turned into wine. And get this. So when towards the end of the wedding, the head of the wedding starts drinking some of this wine, and he goes, this is the best wine I've ever tasted. Which really just blows even more doctrine out there.
Yeah, right.
Not only did he make wine, but he made the best wine. and he said, this is the best wine. Nobody waits till the end of the wedding, the party, and serves the best wine.
Mm-mm.
Nobody does that. And he's saying, because obviously their taste buds must be shot or something by then. They've had all the food or whatever, and just give them whatever. But let me tell you something. Two things. One is, he said, the word of God says, this was his first revealing of the glory of God, the glory of Jesus. His glory was revealed.
Mm.
So in the context of that, that prayer request, that petition of his mother, the movement of his disciples, the response of God, Emmanuel, Jesus, God with us, Jesus, the actions of the disciple, the pouring and the transference and the makeup, the change, the miracle, the answer to your prayer is the glory of God. And for some reason, religion has stole that, and all of a sudden you have in one corner over here, you have the answered prayer. In the other corner over here, you have the glory of God. And so you have people in the answered prayer corner of the ring going, I wish I had the glory of God. I mean, they talk about the glory and the glory and the glory while they're drinking the best wine in the context of that proverbial. They got a house, they got a car, they got a job, they got healed, they got delivered. They're alive. Mm-hmm. You know, they live past Second Street, you know, things like that. But the enemy, religion has divided them from the revelation that was, there is no separate corners. There's a thicker presence of the glory of God. But they didn't even talk about that aspect of him. It was her petition, her prayer request. That was the glory of God being manifest. That wasn't your ability to turn water to wine. That wasn't your ability to cause that lump to be removed from your breast. That wasn't your ability to be able to get past that payment you couldn't make on your house or couldn't make on your car or even have a car or whatever it is. That's the glory of God. Mm-hmm. Every success, every good gift comes from our Father above. It's the glory of God. This is why, by the way, this is why when everything wraps up and God gives Jesus the scroll with the seven seals, the title deed to earth, read about it in Revelation. They say that he is worthy to receive all the glory, all the praise and all the honor. Why? Because it was him doing all this. Now, whether you acknowledged him, it was his glory, or you took his glory, or you wrote a book about how you did it. You know, that's going to be dealt with a throne of judgment. But understand, this is how every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. By the way, all that water to wine situations and miracles and provisions and food and battles that we've won and safety and everything, that was all you, Jesus.
Right.
And so we're going to begin to share manifestations of the glory of God on VFN Radio so you can hear them. We're going to call it's glory stories, really. Stories of the manifestation of the glory of God. And as a matter of fact, you got to listen right here. I got to hear, just remember, Mary, and understand this. Understand this. That when you ask God for something, he wants to give it to you. He wants to meet your need. When you ask within the context of his will, he wants to show himself to you. He wants you to reach out, though he's not far from you. He's designed everything around your life to see if you would reach out and touch him, though he's not far from you. He wants to show himself to you. Begin to step out. Begin to cry out to God and see the glory of God. Listen up.
They came to deliver the TVs, and we checked them out, and guys were very nice. And they asked us, hey, what are you guys doing here? We get to share, you know, VFN Radio and VFN TV and just everything the Lord was doing. And we said, hey, listen, do you mind if we just pray for you guys? So they looked at each other and said, yeah, sure, go ahead. So what can God do for you? So one guy's like, I need prayer. I'm getting married. He stepped right in the middle. He said, pray for me. I'm getting married. So I said, come on in. You know, so he stood in there, and we laid hands and prayed for him. And we just felt the presence of God. He was like, looked at us like, thank you, thank you. So Vernon was Terrence and Norman. Norman comes in second, and he says, I have knee problems, and I have pain in my back. So he steps in the middle of us, and we prayed for him. And I tell you, it's just a faith just welled up in the middle of the secret place. And we just felt the presence of God. But it stirred my faith more just to realize that, my goodness, all we had to do was ask. All we had to do was say, hey, can I pray for you? And both of them were receptive to prayer and receptive to see what God did. And Vernon was like, his fell touching his knees, and Pat was like, move around. Do something you couldn't do. Move around. And the guy's doing all this type of stuff in a secret place, and he's bending his knees, and they're like, and they walked out. And it's just like that. It just takes that one encounter, that one touch with God. My goodness, it's all, you know, all she wrote.
This has just been a powerful week. God has just brought, you know, so many encounters, being able to just catch up with others. And actually, while at work, there's a lady that worked right next to me. Her name is Therese. And towards like the later later day in the shift, her eyes just getting real irritated. Her eye was all red, like she couldn't see. And just was able to work very closely with her, and was just telling her what God has done and how God has healed people and touched just cancer and just full healing when we've come together and pray. And God just was just moving on her heart, and her faith was lifted. And I asked her if I could pray for her, laid hands on just on her face, and was praying for her. And God just healed her eye, like as we were talking, and as I was just sharing what God was doing, her eyes were opening up, and it was just like as we were talking about it. And also too, God was speaking to me about one of my old friends that I've known in this city for years, and being able to catch up with, and just ask her specifically, like, hey, how's your life going, and is there any specific area that I can pray for you about? And we were just initially going to meet for just maybe half an hour, 45 minutes, and ends up, just like what you're saying, John, is that we ended up talking for about 4 hours. Same thing, talking about abiding, talking about discipleship, talking about what God is doing. And God reminded me in the middle of our conversation of just what he said to me in my abiding time to pray for her. And when I had asked specifically, I said, you know, is there anything that I can pray for you about in your life? And she just broke down and just started sharing what was going on, and was able to just, you know, pray for her and just listen and just watch what God was doing. And it's just amazing how God is moving and responding.
Well, I wanted to share a glory story with you that happened this week. I met this nice lady. We began talking outside of her home, and we started sharing, and all of a sudden, she tells me that she just got back from touring in Germany with a gospel choir. So we started talking about the Lord. I didn't know she was a believer. An hour later, on her front doorstep, we're talking about God, the power of God. We talked about abiding. We talked about VFN radio. We talked about what God is doing. She says, you're not going to believe this. Somebody just sent me a book today. They sent me a book this week. And I started reading it today. She runs back in the house, gets the book, gets the card, shows me the phone, and she begins to tell me everything that I just finished just sharing with her. Really, the Lord just laid on my heart about abiding, and someone was telling you, you need to journal it down. You need to write down what God's saying to you. Mm. And it was just one of those encounters where you're like, okay, God, this was a divine appointment. It was so powerful. We wind up praying right outside. I mean, cars driving by, and we just prayed, and it was just pretty amazing. I mean, she just went on and on and on, but it's, you never know who you're going to meet that day. You never know who you're going to run into, and it's almost like, you know, what God was putting in me and what God's been putting in you, other people need, and as soon as I just released it and shared it, she just received it 100%, and it was exactly what God was speaking to her at that very moment. Not only what God was speaking to her, but what somebody else mailed her a book and a card that said the very same thing. And Lord willing, she'll be here next week with us. So
the guy who comes to clean the baptismal, he shows up and he's saying that he feels like he's having a heart attack. But he wanted to stop and clean it anyway. And mother and I came out and I talked to him. I said, man, you know, you're more important than this. You need to go to the hospital and get this thing checked out, whatever it is, you know. I said, man, let's just pray for you right now.
Right.
I started praying for him, and he just breaks down, starts crying. I mean, he just breaks down in tears. Lloyd, his name is Lloyd. Yeah. He just breaks down, starts crying, and he's just like, after I get done praying, he's like, thank you so much for praying. I was like, man, do you need a ride? I will take you up there. Do you need a ride? He's like, no, I think I'll be okay. So, well, I mean, just, you know, call us, let us know what happens, you know. So he was supposed to call and at least leave a message. I hadn't heard anything back yet, but it was just so powerful that it was just like the presence of God just hit him right there.
Praise God. Well, we thank you for his healing. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow, that was awesome. And I was able to talk to Lloyd again after that. And he tells me that.
Talk to Loy now, not the Lord.
Lloyd. Lloyd. Yeah.
Okay, Loy, his name is Loy. Okay.
Loy, yeah. And he says that he doesn't remember anything after I prayed for him. After he left, he didn't remember anything, but remembers waking up at home on his couch. He doesn't remember even leaving here. And apparently he called his doctor on his way home, and he doesn't even remember doing that. And his doctor told him to go to the emergency room, that it sounded like he was having a heart attack.
Wow.
But he wakes up on his couch like 3 hours later, and he's completely healed. There's no problem.
Isn't that awesome? The glory of God.
Awesome.
That is so, so awesome. Well, listen. Join the dream. Get in the glory. Join the VFM Dream Center at VineFellowshipNetwork.org. If you're in the Gulf Coast region, you got to come and join the dream at the Vine Fellowship Gathering. Gathers on Sundays. Or if you're not in the Gulf Coast region and you're in the world and our audience is all over the world, join the dream as an e-member. Join online, and we have a live broadcast of the glory stories coming straight every Sunday on VFN Radio and soon on VFN TV. Find out more at VineFellowshipNetwork.org. Come join the dream. Get in the glory.